This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis met with Hungarian Premier Viktor Orban at the start of a brief visit to Budapest on Sunday. Orban's tough views on migration clash with those of the pontiff. Pro-Orban media and political figures have launched barbs at the pontiff, calling him anti-Christian for his pro-refugee sentiments, and the quote-unquote Soros Pope, a reference to the Hungarian-born liberal U.S. billionaire George Soros, a target of the right wing. It's the first papal trip to Hungary since Pope John Paul II in 1996. The 84-year-old pontiff's 34th foreign trip comes 2 months after a colon operation and 10 days in a hospital. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel implored Germans on Sunday to make use of a week-long COVID-19 vaccination campaign in which people can get a free jab at mosques, shops, and football pitches. The government is making a big push over concerns Germany's vaccination rate of around 62% will not be enough to stave off a winter wave of COVID-19 infections, especially due to the dominant Delta variant. Some 4 million people in Germany have suffered from COVID-19, and more than 90,000 people have died. Merkel said while it was good that some 66% of the population have had one dose and 62% are fully vaccinated, case numbers were rising and most people who are hospitalized are not vaccinated. Britain's health minister said Sunday the British government has dropped a plan to make people show vaccine passports to enter crowded events such as nightclubs. The government had previously said they would be introduced at the end of this month, but the health minister told the BBC the move is no longer necessary. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's new Taliban government announced Sunday women can continue to study in universities, including at postgraduate levels, but classrooms will be gender segregated and Islamic dress is required. The country's new higher education minister laid out the new policies at a news conference several days after Afghanistan's new rulers formed an all-male government. The world has been watching closely to see to what extent the Taliban might act differently from their first time in power in the late 1990s. During that era, girls and women were denied an education and were excluded from public life. The Taliban have suggested they have changed, including in their attitudes towards women. However, they've used violence in recent days against women protesters demanding equal rights. A typhoon drenched Taiwan with heavy rain Sunday as the storm center passed the island's east coast heading for Shanghai. On the Chinese mainland, the government issued a typhoon warning for Shanghai and warned of possible torrential rains. Airline flights and train service in Taiwan were suspended Saturday as the storm approached. Taiwan's Weather Bureau says up to 13 centimeters or 5 inches of rain fell Sunday in some areas. Heavy rain also fell on Taipei, the capital, and other parts of the island. Soldiers are being deployed in southeastern Spain to join the battle against a major wildfire that's burning for a fourth day. It has burned more than 15,000 acres of forest and prompted fresh evacuations, bringing the total number of residents displaced to around 2,000. Fire officials have described Sunday as a key day for bringing the blaze under control. That was despite the timid progress seen on Saturday when authorities said that better weather conditions had helped them stabilize the perimeter of the blaze, allowing them to focus on 4 hot areas. A combination of hot and dry temperatures with strong winds created a perfect monster storm, turning the blaze that started late on Wednesday into a quote-unquote hungry monster, as regional official described earlier this week. And Israel carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip on Sunday in response to Palestinian rocket fire into its territory, the Israeli military said. Tension between Israel and the Palestinians has risen over the past week after 6 Palestinian militants escaped from a maximum security Israeli jail on Monday. Israeli forces have since captured 4 of the inmates. Drawing Israeli airstrikes, Gaza militants fired a rocket into Israel on Friday when 2 of the prisoners were apprehended, and then again on Saturday after 2 more escaped inmates were caught. The Israeli military said it struck targets belonging to Hamas, the Islamist armed group that rules Gaza. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.